For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Twyla Colburn. You're listening to Daybreak. Today, we cover AI and college admissions, Senator Bob Menendez's efforts to have evidence kept from his upcoming federal corruption trial, the NAIA's new policy on participation in women's sports, and the capsizing of a boat off the coast of Mozambique. It's Tuesday, April 9th. The personal statement has been an integral part of the college application process for years. With the class of 2028 the first to have access to AI during the admission cycle, colleges now have to reckon with the new and controversial technology and decide how to respond. I talked to contributing news writer Claire Meng to learn more about ChatGPT and Princeton admissions.
My name is Claire Meng, and I'm a news contributor for The Prince.
Awesome. So ChatGPT is growing in popularity, and how have some colleges responded to this in regards to their admissions process?
So a lot of colleges have been kind of trying to figure out how to respond to this, with I think Duke being kind of one of the first ones to no longer really consider the essay. They're like no longer scoring applicant essays. And so we were kind of just looking into whether Princeton is heading in that direction as well.
Right. And so you talked to some class of 2028 students. What did they say about their relationship with AI in regards to their applications?
Yeah, so I spoke to four incoming class of 28 freshmen, and they kind of all reached the same consensus that while ChatGPT can help with certain assignments, it doesn't really add any personality or kind of like human touch to the essay, which is like kind of the whole point of writing the essay. So kind of like all of them actually ended up finding it not useful and not using it at all.
Okay, wow. And so you talked to a computer science professor. Can you tell me what he sort of said about that?
Yeah, he kind of just mentioned that, kind of like the same thing along with the students, just saying that ChatGPT doesn't really have the ability to write an essay much better than a human could, actually. But like on the flip side, there's also not really great AI detecting software right now. So even if schools kind of wanted to like limit the usage of ChatGPT, it's pretty difficult for them to find an accurate way to actually assess whether a student has used it or not.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
You can read more at dailyprincetonian.com or at the link in the show notes. In local news, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez and his wife, Nadine Menendez, are seeking to prevent certain evidence from being presented in their upcoming trial for federal corruption charges. Menendez is currently being accused of taking bribes from New Jersey business people and illegally acting as a foreign agent for the Egyptian government. Menendez and his wife filed several motions recently in the hopes of keeping evidence such as federal tax returns, campaign finance reports, and information relating to their, quote, financial needs and desires from being included in the trial. Menendez's lawyers wrote in one motion that such information could be used by the jury to, quote, inaccurately and improperly assume that Senator Menendez's alleged preference for expensive items reveals a predisposition to accept bribes. Judge Sidney Stein, in charge of the current case, has previously rejected Menendez's efforts to delay the trial and drop some of the charges. In national news, the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletes, or NAIA, announced yesterday that while it will allow anyone to participate in men's sports, it will only allow athletes assigned female at birth and who have not started hormone therapy to participate in women's sports competitions. In a statement to the Associated Press, the organization said that, quote, the NAIA understands that legal action being taken to challenge the policy is a possibility, but this policy is one our membership and board felt like was the right decision. Meanwhile, Shivali Patel, senior counsel at the National Women's Law Center, said of the new policy that, quote, this is unacceptable and blatant discrimination that not only harms trans, non-binary, and intersex individuals, but limits the potential of all athletes. Princeton is part of the NCAA, a much larger organization that generally deals with larger and more competitive sports programs than the NAIA. Princeton allows individuals to participate in sports, quote, consistent with their gender identity, in accordance with NCAA regulations. In international news, at least 94 people, including children, have died, and 26 others are missing after a ferry capsized off the coast of Mozambique on Sunday. The barge, a fishing boat not licensed to carry passengers, was ferrying people from Mozambique's Nampula province to the island of Mozambique. Authorities have said the passengers were fleeing due to panic over cholera, which they claim was caused by disinformation. Local journalist Charles Manguero said, quote, the authorities are partly to blame for not doing enough to control and monitor sea traffic. rescue efforts are currently underway in the hopes of recovering some of the missing passengers. Today, you can expect mostly sun, with a high of 77 and a low of 50 degrees Fahrenheit. That's all for Daybreak today. Today's episode was written by me, sound engineered by Theo Wells-Backman, and produced under the 148th Managing Board of The Prince. Our theme was composed by Ed Horan, class of 22. For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Twyla Colburn. Have a wonderful day.